Congratulations, Eddie.
Thank you very much.
Do you feel your tactics of resting players on Monday paid off today?
I think they did. I think you probably saw that we were quite fresh. And we're able to set the tempo of the game high. Because we knew, obviously, well, you knew that as well, that said that Kharkiv had kind of, or Zeltroy, sorry, had kind of always relied on the same group of players. And that's tough in this format, it's very tough.
Mm-hmm. You've scored 10 goals and conceded none. Have you won the group more comfortably than you expected?
It certainly wasn't easy, I'll tell you. It maybe looks like that on paper, but I thought we played particularly well today, and I feel that we've deserved one as a group.
What about Fiona Brown?
It's alright, yeah. It's okay. No, I mean, it's been coming for her, to be fair. That's been the one aspect of our game, has just been maybe adding goals to it, and I think you can see for yourself that what she brings to the team. A very important player for us. So.
The attack is still fairly young, isn't it?
Yeah, I think probably Susan adds age a wee bit because she is obviously late 20s, 28, I think Susan is. But certainly both Fiona and Abby, I think, are both still daughters, both still teenagers. So that's it all.
What's the secret? I mean, you seem to be weakening every summer, yet you're still not at 32.
I think it's just, well, recruitment's obviously quite good. We managed to do that quite well. And it's like anything else, the more you get a group of players together on a park training and playing together, then the better they're going to be. That's the real key. The work that you do on the training ground that these players put together, and that's what happens through any top clubs. And you can see that even at a national level for men's, for example. Generally, the best teams are the ones with most players at one club. Like Germany, I've got most Bayern Munich players, Spain, I've got most Barcelona and Melbourne, so that's a key for us.
Was this the hardest of the four campaigns?
This was probably one of the toughest, without a shadow of a doubt. We knew that these guys were going to be a very tough team to play against. I thought they were a really good team. I don't think that we allowed them to play today, to be honest. And I think they're better than that. I think they're better than what they showed today.
Excited to be in the last 32 for the fourth season running.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic achievement, and I'm sure Fiona's probably got a big smile there waiting to come out, because that's why she signed here, to get parts of these games. So yeah, it'll be exciting, and we know we're going to go in as the 13th seeds, which is another great achievement for the club. Yeah. So once again we'll avoid any of the top hitters in the first in the last 32, so we're delighted with that.
Ask you some questions in season one. Lovely goal. I think you were involved in the build up to the other three as well. So, what do you feel now?
I'm just delighted that we've qualified. The objective we had to win today, we knew we had to get the 3 points and they only needed a draw. So, we had to go out and just go for goals. And I think we were patient. I think it was a wee while to get the first one, but once we got a foothold of the game, it felt longer. But once we got a foothold in the game, I think we played well today and controlled the game from then on. But we knew we had to go out and win, so we weren't going to sit and play about with the ball. We were going to go for it, so that was an important thing.
Did you see an opening for your goal when you cut in and then left foot shot?
Yeah. Well, I think it ricocheted off the girl a wee bit, and then luckily I just had like half a yard of space, so I knew the keeper was slightly over, so just went for it, and luckily it went in.
Are you looking forward to playing the last 32 now?
Yeah, I can't wait. I think the draw is next week.
Excellent.
So, I just can't wait to see who we get.
Any preference for who you get?
Well, this is my first time playing the Champions League, so I'm not experienced playing against some of the teams, but obviously it's lucky that we miss out a lot of the big ones. But in the last 32, every team's going to be a much harder game than what we're used to at home and stuff. So I think any team will be a big challenge, but looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Nice one.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Did Kharkiv get through the quarterfinals or not?